remember the day when, as children, my sister and I found an ill-neglected hedgehog at the bottom of the garden. Without question, we adopted and named him Oggie. Despite our protests, Mother dipped him in a warm pool of disinfectant, assuring us that he wouldn't drown. Every day for 9 days, Jess and I lovingly monitored Oggie's remarkable recovery, keeping him warm in the hot water cupboard and fed with the most nutritious mixture of garden worms and goat's milk.
The mirror on the facing wall, it shows me what isn't there. A shape will move, a light will fall in the strange, broken still. Conversation, they keep me from sleep.
On the morning of the 10th day, Oggie vanished. Where on the blanket our curious friend had slept, only an impression of his tiny body remained. Jess and I searched frantically throughout the house and into the enormous garden. We called, but it was to no avail. We were so upset. Until Mum explained that he'd gone to join his friends in another garden on the other side of the hill. I knew that she was lying and that Oggie had died.
The hand I feel upon my back is the hand that fed me. It haunts me. You are the lingering of the words I missed in conversation. They keep me from sleep. They brought me up like a sugar in blood, and I can't get back to sleep. Oh, I can't get back to isn't empty at all. This house is not. This house isn't empty at all. This house is not. This house isn't empty at all. This house is not. No, this house isn't empty at all. Is not. This house isn't empty at all. This house is not.
It's not.
I said, this house isn't empty at all. This house isn't not. This house isn't empty at all. This house These are the stories I've been saving. They follow me around. I wish I'd kept all of the shoes that I've worn throughout my life. They show the places that I've been to. Just how far I've come to take a life as you took yours. It was so fast. I could